I'm tired of going to conference after conference where you have, you know, John Jones from such and such county, you know, sheriff's department, who's teaching a class on active shooter response to educators who can't even comprehend it, right? Don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
So I'm gonna call it right now.
What?
Already. These two SROs who, you know, arrested this suspect will be on, within 6 months, will be on a circuit talking about all the things that they did and what they experienced. And
eventually.
Guaranteed.
Or you can be like Dr. Lee Wall. Yeah, I said her name. I don't care. From Santa Fe, who ices out her victims and doesn't provide any content or, you know, any information to the victims. And then she goes on a, you know, 2-year circuit talking about best practices and the good and the bad and the ugly, essentially. Meanwhile, the victims are 6.5 years later with still no answers as to who did what and when and why and why, you know, how. How's that right? How's that ethically right? You know?
How does, you know, let's keep the Santa Fe. How do you turn around and have a police chief who goes out and makes a career afterwards? I mean, what did you do right that day?
We don't know. 6.5 years later, nobody knows.
But he can go and talk about it into other law enforcement agencies.
I will give him credit. He's talked to a couple, you know, and I like the guy personally. He's a great man. He really is, you know, but, you know, I think the problem is school districts historically are not properly vetting the right people. Right. And then when they do get the right people,
it's always been this thing where you go to retire, right? The law enforcement. I mean, how many times have we seen officers wearing a badge representing some agency in a school who weren't physically qualified to do the job? Like, they couldn't pass the bare minimum standards of being a law enforcement officer. But yet they were wearing a badge and they were in a school.
I have so many things coming to mind right now.
I know you do. And
but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. You know, but that's if what y'all I'm can saying. Believe that, I'm not going to do it. You
Don't
know,
do it.
But
do it. It's not worth it.
You know, it's here's the deal, man. You know, I'm the national vice chairman of the National Council for School Safety Directors that was stood up this past spring. Our goal is to create a standard throughout the United States of qualified and vetted individuals to fill these vacancies. You know, 80% of America's schools, or maybe more, do not have a qualified, properly trained and vetted school safety director or security director. For most, it's a assistant superintendent or maintenance and facilities director that is wearing the security hat as an extra duty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, listen, I don't fault those people, right? This is the burden that has been put upon them, right? And so our goal at NCSSD is to create a national standard so that when you hire someone, you know that they have been vetted, that they have checked all those boxes in regards to, you know, all of the trainings that we're recommending, and you can walk away with some peace knowing that you have a qualified individual. But if you look at Uvalde, you look at Santa Fe, these individuals that were at the helm of these security programs are law enforcement patrol based for 30 or 40 years. And then, like you said, they retire, and then the school district says, well, they're a police officer, so they must know about security. That's wrong. They don't. It's not the same. Stop confusing it.
How many times have we seen where a school district goes to their local police department and pays the police department for an assessment?
Assessment. Yeah.
I mean, I know. And it's one of those things that... They don't know the things that we know. They don't
know
the assessment that M6 provides and what the local police department provides,
they're
not even in the same stratosphere. No. Like, I mean, they're dramatically different.
Yeah.
And they don't even know the questions to ask, right? They don't get down into policies, procedures, people, technology,
communications, operations, execution of the plan, reunification, follow-up, mental health resources.
What are the security risks around the school?
Yeah, what are your exterior factors? Yeah.
I mean, they don't even take these things into consideration. And you go back and see it, and it's like, oh, well, our police department says we're good.
Yeah.
What? No, you're not.
Well, the Texas Education Agency is going to take care of that now, because they're putting together their new division that does all of the vulnerability assessments.
So when the shooting event happens in Texas this year, what are you going to say after that?
Well, I mean, if I were the TEA, I wouldn't be doing that on my own. I would let third party people like myself do it. Yeah. Because now you're liable, right?
But what's crazy about that is everything that we have talked about with them is about them literally pushing paperwork away, going, I don't want to see that because I may be liable.
Yeah, that's too much data. We don't want to see that data.
I don't want.
Oh, Mike, you guys created an awesome audit tool. Oh, that's fantastic. Love it. Full visibility from the top down.
We don't want to see
the data.
We just want to know, did they do it or not?
Yeah.
Whether or not they have a door even on the school, we don't care. Whether it locks or it unlocks, I don't care.
Did they do the
audit?
Is the audit complete? Yes or no? That's what we want to know. Yeah.
Was that not the craziest thing?
Clowns, man.
Right?
I mean, sorry.
Texas School Safety Center going,
well, whatever.
Oh, this is great, but we're not a regulatory agency. This is going to have to go to TEA. Then you meet with TEA and go, well, we're just a regulatory agency. All of this is being done by Texas School Safety Center. Well, I already went to them and they said, I got to go to you.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's literally sitting there pointing.
And then you say, hey, let's all three of us sit in the same room and have this conversation.
Oh, we can't do that.
Oh, we can't do that. Then you get iced out. And then a year later, they develop a tool that looks just like yours.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
Mike, we were always doing this.
Yeah, we were always doing that.
We were always.
Really? Because you didn't even understand the concept when we spoke last, doctor. You know, whatever, man. It is what it is. You know, I'm not surprised at all. But it
can be better.
It won't be, though. Mike, it's not.
I know.
It's not going to get better. It is not going to get better. There's no standard in the United States. Everybody's a freaking cowboy.
Parents have to rise up. The only way that this changes is parents.
Absolutely.
Parents have to get involved. Parents have to demand more from their schools. They have to go and pack the school board rooms.
But
they have to be vocalized.
The problem,
they have to take it to the politicians.
Yeah, but the problem is that they just fold so easily. They take these boards and these superintendents at their word. And there's some great superintendents. There's some great school boards. This is not a knock on them. But what I've seen, being a former school board member elected, is that the board level, they have no clue what the hell's going on.
They have no visibility.
You know, and they don't know. I can tell you this. Of the other six board members that I was with, there was not one that understood the importance of an emergency operations plan, the importance of having your own emergency action plan individual to each campus. They didn't understand the importance of having priority and preemption communication, or even what the hell it was. Well, they had no clue.
Let's go back to an elementary level. How many times as a school board member did you have to tell the other school board members about events that had happened that week?
Every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, did you hear this happen? What are you talking about? They had no idea. During that brief time that you were on the school board over there during your term, that school board was more informed on what was going on
by me.
By you, right? Not by the superintendent, not by the assistant soup, not by anybody else. And it was one of those things like, oh, well, what are we doing about this? Like, how is there not more communication flow? The inherent thing is that the process is broken. And you and I have both sat through a ton of school board meetings. Even then, you see them certain members, and I'm generalizing here because school board members is a thankless job. And a
yeah. There's some good people, man.
There's some great people. And there's some great people whose hearts are in the right place.
Yeah.
But voting on spending X amount of $1 million for this contractor versus this contractor, how many times have we heard, well, I just have to trust my team? I have to trust the people who are recommending that this is what
we do. About the assessment that we did in December of last year for a school district? And we went in and we did a deep dive and we identified, well, their mitigation report was 45 pages, three-phase mitigation report, foundations, framework, finishes, broken down strategic plan moving forward, 45 pages. We identified that the integrator that they had was doing a terrible job, which is why they called us in the first place. Hey, these guys are doing a terrible job.
This is painful.
Most of our technology that we have that they've installed and maintained and managed doesn't work. We discovered in that one case that they had a fire panel at a middle school campus that had not been operational in 4 months, violating law.
And it done nothing about it.
Did nothing about it.
And how many other campuses were completely inoperable as well?
At least six.
One of them we witnessed.
Yes.
The fire department while we were there. Fire department. Out there like two or three times.
Fire department pulls up while we're there. Multiple times. What I'm getting at is then you have this same individual. We put together this strategic plan moving forward, right? And then you have go through this whole RFP process. Okay, because that's what's required by law. There's eight people or eight vendors that have submitted. There's three that are qualified. It's us and two others, one being the company that they currently have.
That has taken them for a ride.
For many years.
Yep.
And then we come down to it, and us and one of the competitors are about $50,000 apart from each other. Which is pretty good, right?
Especially
that should tell you
project.
That we're pretty apples to apples.
They are. Yeah, we got it.
And then the other company who's done a terrible job, who we've identified that, who they were the reason why we were called in the first place, comes $1 million less than the other two competitors. And they go with the same damn company.
Because it was less.
Because it was $1 million less.
It was the cheapest one.
My question, who the hell is making these decisions?
Well, the school board
But as a school board member, I want to know.
It came down to, hold on, let's go back to this. We were there.
Yeah.
It came down to, we raised the question. They could have postponed it. That was the whole thing. And said, we need to look into this further. And they chose not to do that. And the thing that pushed it over the edge was the school board member that says, we have to trust our people.
Yeah.
And this is what our people are saying we should go with. We're going to go with this one.
And that's
Even though we brought up these points.
You as a school board member, you go, wait a second. How is it that three people were qualified, three individual companies were qualified, two were within $50,000, this one's $1 million less? In most cases, that's what we call a clue.
Right.
Like, you can't make this up, guys. You cannot make
it up. It happens every day.
Every single day, man.
Every single day.
You know, and it's...
And then this is the same school district that's going to come back. And when something happens, go, I don't understand how this could happen. Well, I have a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can tell you.
You know, it's these are the same individuals that wanted to argue with me that... You know, a person that's 15 minutes away from one of their biggest schools was going to be the incident commander. No, you're not. No, you're not, dude.
No way.
You're not even close. Bro, you're not there. 15 minutes.
Lifetime
during the event of a crisis.
It'd be interesting to see how many seconds this whole thing, this entire event today took. Because it was seconds.
Yeah. One of the things I will tell you, though, after today's event that I was happy to see, you know, from the aerial photos.
Kept the roads open.
They kept the roads open.
All the law enforcement parked on the grass.
They did a damn good job, man.
And
I got to give them.
Vehicles were able to get in and out.
Yes, they were.
They were able to get
helicopters landed.
In and out.
Yeah.
There was also a command vehicle.
Yep. Command vehicle was up front. Helicopter was on the ground. They were moving. Initial observations, it looks like they did a good job of responding. I mean, just from my observations from the photos or
videos,
the videos that I saw, it looked like it was somewhat
organized. Way different than Santa Fe.
Yeah,
right?
It was.
I mean, Santa Fe was a parking lot. Like, you couldn't get in.
You couldn't even get in and out of Highway 6. But I mean, I think that we're, you know, how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. I think that there's some progress being made, but we've got to get away from thinking that just because we put officers on campus that it's going to prevent this stuff. It's not. What's going to prevent what we're dealing with in American society is people being observant, people being trained to a minimum standard of how to identify this stuff in your kids and your coworkers and your spouse, and then doing something.
And let's not take for granted that up until this point, we have been really lucky, right? As far, it's hard to say that with what we're talking about here, but as far as the capability and the execution of these school active shooters, it has been a single gunman. It has been so many seconds and it's over type of thing. But just last week, a teenager was caught with an explosive that had uranium material in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they're going to figure it out. These kids are smart. It only takes a matter of time. And what happens whenever you take something, even though it was low grade uranium and it was hazardous, you know, waste from electronics and things like that, this kid had collected it, he had assembled it, and by all intents and purposes, it was pretty damn close to the real working
dirty bomb. Yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, we have been fortunate at this point that it hasn't been worse. But it only takes a matter of time. They keep researching. They keep doing this. They keep more and more things happen. The panic buttons aren't going to help it. Gunshot detection is not going to solve this, right? It goes back to those kids.
It goes
back to the mental health. It goes about like learning the signs and symptoms. It's about analyzing the data.
Yeah.
Which is why over a year ago.
We're going to make the announcement?
Well, We've talked about it before that we're working on something, right?
But we never said what it was. We subliminally let a couple names out. But they didn't know what it was. Go ahead.
Yes.
Turn it over.
So no, I mean, we've been working a lot, like with some of the best people in the entire country.
True.
Like, I mean, absolute, some of the greatest minds have poured into our software. Right. And mm-hmm. so we formed a software company, and it is after dealing with all of this madness and mm-hmm. this insanity and trying to do something different, going against all these people who are selling this shiny thing. We're going to go back to
getting down to the basics.
We're going to get back down to root causes, because if we're going to make true, meaningful change, that's where it starts.